This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship radio stations, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and the women out there. Also, our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail drivers, all the guys and gals out there hauling our mail and our packages to us. And we want to thank the suicide jockeys, too, for hauling the gas and the diesel around along with the jet fuel, as well as our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers out there driving the freight that they carry to their distribution points. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America ThirdWatch.com Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word, Captain's America. And you can find our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And once you get there, you'll notice that you can listen live to the show that's playing right now, right there. And you'll also be able to hear that same show anytime during the day or the night until the next new show comes along. Now, we have our podcasts over there. We have podcasts and links to Kyle Warren's show, Frank Silvato's show, Denise Simon's show, Rod Edwards' show, and I know I'm forgetting somebody, but we have a lot of different things there if you want to go look at it, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Okay, let's go over to the telephone line, and we have got on the phone our great friend Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California. IA.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
All righty, thank you very much, boys and girls. You can go back inside now. Nice warm night. The people will get the shorts back on again, 67 to 69 degrees, depending on what side of the building you're on. And, oh, by the way, you should be very glad that you're not in Arizona.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we
My
have a lot
God.
Of freeze. Yeah, a lot
My.
Of freeze warnings over there.
I mean, you know, it's one thing to see freeze when it's blue, okay? That means you got a freeze warning. It's another thing to see the light blue. That means you got a frost warning. We're looking at purple.
Well, that's right.
And that means,
well, right
that,
now,
means, that means get four coats on and get ready.
That's right. Right now in Tucson, Captain, it's reading in at 31 degrees.
And that's cold for them.
That's right.
That's cold for them.
Snow.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I've got a comment here from, let's see, Ginny. It's not spelt the way the Ginny normally is spelt, but it's Ginny. And Ginny is saying, Captain, did I hear you say that there was 1 million pounds of hazardous materials on that train that derailed? Well, you did, Ginny, but it's not just 1 million pounds. It had 1 million pounds of vinyl chloride on the train, which are extremely, extremely hazardous. And if you breathe that stuff, it can kill you. It's that simple. And the EPA has confirmed that that was what they burnt off in the cars, some of it, and it went into the Ohio River Basin, which apparently is the home to some 25 million people. This is going to wind up becoming one of the deadliest environmental emergencies in decades, and nobody so far, Ginny, has talked about it except us.
Well, that's right, Captain, and it's an awesome thing to consider that we could be watching the very beginnings of that kind of disaster. We certainly hope it is not the case, that it gets averted, but we haven't heard really anything as to what could be done or what is being done to try to mitigate that since we can see it coming at this point.
Now, we know, and we just got verification of that on Fox News, we know that the authorities in charge, and who were they again, Kyle?
Well, you had the railroad really took over everything, is what we understand.
The railroad and the highest local officials there. But we know that they decided to burn the vinyl chloride along with the rest of the cargo in those cars. And we also know that it's a brain, lung, blood, and liver carcinogen, which can kill you.
Right. Yeah, none of this makes any sense from the common sense standpoint, Captain, of why it was set ablaze and the toxic cloud and all the things that would be completely foreseeable when you do something like that.
Well, we know why they set it ablaze. They thought it was going to burn itself out. That'd be an end of story, and the cargo would drain into this trench that they dug there. Okay, caller, hold on. And, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back as soon as the break is over. Kyle Warren and myself here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and thank you so very much for tuning in. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for over 9 years. The reason I take it is because it works. And if you're suffering from pain or discomfort or swelling of any type and you've been trying the same old, and getting the same results, how about trying something different? How about trying Relief Factor in a 3-week quick start for $19.95? Now, you can get it by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95. You get it started. I've been taking it for over 9 years. It works for me, and it will definitely go after the main cause of pain, which is inflammation. And if you've got multiple areas of inflammation, it will go after that and get you out of pain. So 100% drug-free, supports your healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95 on the price. And Kyle Warren, what do you have to say about that?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, very quickly, before we get to our caller, you had something that came in during the break. It is a news story. It's from the governor of Pennsylvania. What is it?
Well, that's right, Captain. The Washington Post is reporting that the Pennsylvania governor, Josh Shapiro, who's a Democrat, by the way, is now going after Norfolk Southern for putting emergency responders and community members at risk by not working with state leaders 2 weeks ago when the train derailed, basically. And, of course, East Palestine, Ohio, is near the Pennsylvania border. So he fired off a very strong letter to the CEO of the train company, Alan Shaw, for these very reasons. Meanwhile, of course, the governor of Ohio, DeWine, had announced on Wednesday that tests indicated that the water was safe and so forth. So, I mean, but people are not feeling comfortable at all with any of these kinds of results.
How can you feel safe that the water's safe when you got dead fish in it?
Well, that's exactly right.
I mean, use your brain here, folks. Okay, let's go to the phone line. We've got our friend Ian on the line. Okay, Ian, take it away.
I wanted to make two comments about this thing up in Ohio.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a horrific event. I don't think it was a conspiracy. It's an accident. I think it's a preventable accident. If there's a true investigation, that'll come out. And we didn't want this to happen to anybody's community, black, white, illegal, alien, any kind of human.
Right.
We don't want this happening, whatever your status is.
Right.
Now, having said that, there's a class angle here. I believe, and this is my opinion, why this is not all over the place in the media is because, guess what? This happened where those nasty, smelly Walmart people live, the deplorables, in a white working class, middle class, lower middle class area. These are the people, us, that have no power in this country anymore, and that we're called the oppressors, and if it had been anybody else, it would have been all over the place. This is showing you the power elite of this country, and their oligarchs, who, by the way, are mostly white, don't care about us. That's why they're like, eh, whatever. You never heard about it. It's going to go down the memory hole. So it's up to us to make sure this thing doesn't get memory holed.
You bet.
One more comment. Norfolk Southern gave money to the politicians, like they all do. That's how they buy them and bribe them. They gave the Republicans and Democrats. Mostly they gave to the Democrats, last time I checked. And if I'm wrong, the Captain's Army is going to get on the Internet, prove me wrong. And if I'm wrong, I hope you prove me wrong, because that's what you do. You get out and you do your own research. Anyway, the number one recipient of campaign contributions from Norfolk Southern was Hakeem Jeffries.
Yes.
Isn't he the minority leader for the Democrat Party?
Sure
is. House of Representatives? You know, that great Democrat Party that really cares about the working class?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them. Remember?
Yep.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Well, again, him was spot on, Kyle, and Hakeem Jeffries is the minority leader in the House of Representatives.
Well, that's true, and I appreciate what Ian was talking about there, because, Captain, I think he's right. Basically, this particular tragedy, and it is a tragedy, it would be a tragedy wherever it might occur, involving any people, anywhere in the country,
right.
But it doesn't fit the message model that many in the media would want to exacerbate, and that is a sad reality of journalism in our country today. So, but I'm glad that we're talking about this story. We should be. This is not just a cautionary tale, but an active, ongoing, real emergency.
And what one of the things were that Buttigieg was talking about, I call him Butthead, so I'll go back to what I call him, Mayor Butthead, Mayor Pete, was, well, the white folks are taking the jobs that the black folks should be getting because they need the jobs a lot worse than the white folks. And I don't know what the hell he was referring to, but if he's referring to this area where this train derailment happened a couple of weeks ago, if he's referring to that area, then he needs to be run out of town on a freaking rail and taken somewhere out in the ocean and just dropped off in the sea.
Well, I don't know that he was referring specifically to that area. I think this was that was his message point for the day. And he didn't really address the train derailment, which I thought was derelict. He should have been all over that as the transportation secretary. But it's another example that everything is racialized. And so he's proudly going out and doing this. It can only divide people as opposed to creating opportunity. He wants to point the finger and say you're blamed for what? I mean, none of this is making any sense.
And what was the other thing that we had found out a little bit earlier in the show about who was actually put in charge of this incident? Who were the two different groups?
Well, we understand, Captain. I think it was Fox News that was reporting at one of the town hall meeting or community meeting, basically, that it was not just the train company, the railroad, but also in concert with the U.S. Department of Transportation.
And who runs that?
That's Mayor Pete, right there.
And where have we seen him lately?
Anywhere but there.
Yeah, and again, isn't that dereliction of duty when you won't show up at a huge incident like this, which is going to be one of the most destructive environmental things that we've ever experienced in this country?
Well, of course it is. And wait a minute, you just mentioned the environment. Wouldn't that also take precedence? over, you know, the standard message of the day problem that he was trying to foist on the American people.
Certainly.
You know, go deal with this real problem. That's why you're the transportation secretary. That's why you're the president. That's why, you know, this is the whole point.
Yep. There are people, and again, the animals. I keep thinking about what I keep seeing with the animals that were left behind in their pens and their cages and their backyards or whatnot. They're all dead. They're all dead because of what's happened there. And the fish in the water, you see them floating. They're dead. And wildlife, deer, dying, just walking up and collapsing right there and dying right on the spot. I mean, come on, people. Wake the hell up. And the government, it's a little bit too late right now for the government to do anything really constructive. They got to put that damn fire out. That's number one. That fire has got to be put out. They need to drown that thing in foam and don't let it burn another flame anywhere.
Well, right, right. And unfortunately, Captain, this could have been contained to mitigate the
infection. If they just put the fire out, Kyle.
Right, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. But what father, what mother, what parent would want to have their kids stay in this town, go outside, play outside in the dirt or play outside in the yard, drink the water, bathe in the water, grow up there? It would just drive you insane as a parent with worry.
Yeah. And, it's not going to go away, unfortunately. I wish I could tell you that it is, but it's just not going to. Now, we've got other stories, obviously, to mention here. And before we get to the bottom of the hour, I am going to mention this in about 30 seconds. Americans spent more money in 2022 buying imports from a country governed by a genocidal communist regime than what they spent on imports from any other nation on the earth. Specifically, I'm talking about China. U.S. imports from China last year equaled $536,754,100,000,000.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, it's astronomical.
No kidding. And this was data published by, of all places, the Census Bureau.
Yes. Well, things are going to get real different with China, one might think, as we move here into the near term, depending on how all of this turns out with the spying and all the tensions that are there now.
Yep. All right. Hold the thought there, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a break. Bottom of the hour, your countries and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills. And we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what he'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Chicago Bears are nearing a departure from their longtime home as Soldier Field. The team is purchasing a 326-acre property in Arlington Park for $197.2 million. The Bears say that the purchase does not guarantee the development of the team's plan for a dome stadium. They also said that there remains a tremendous amount of due diligence to be done in order to take the next step of the process. The U.S. is set to host a World Cup event for the first time in two decades. Minnesota will hold a World Cup cross-country ski event next February. Three-time Olympic medalist Jesse Diggins said This is America's chance to show off its passion for cross-country skiing. The Minnesota native added that she's always dreamed about the race being held in her own country. A limited series about the life of legendary football figure John Madden is on its way. Deadline reports the series plans to tell the story about the mark Madden made on football, broadcasting pop culture and video games. Julio Flores, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha, and that's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They're very good, very good. I strongly endorse them because of what they've done for me. The number is 727-896-4615. Give them a call. You'll be glad you did. And if you're having problems with your legs or your ankles or your feet, they definitely are the people that can help you. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, 727-896-4615. Okay, back to the phone line, back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now, some great things to consider here for what we've been listening to and talking about. Matt Gaetz yesterday came on under fire a little bit. The DOJ decided that they were not going to prosecute him on the sex trafficking probe that they had been involved in. They decided that there was no there in his case, And I saw him come on TV last night and basically thank the people and say that he had been vindicated, which he has been vindicated, whether you agree with it or not, he has. And, of course, some people on the other side of the aisle are still jumping up and down. But, you know, you can't do something if you can't do something.
Well, that's right. And, of course, Matt Gaetz has another issue, I think, and that, of course, has to do with when the speaker was being elected in the House of Representatives. So we haven't heard the last of Matt Gaetz, that's for sure.
No, and he's a controversial figure, and that's exactly what he wants to be. But he believes he's doing the right thing on behalf of his people. Now, a very sad circumstance yesterday. One of the most beautiful women in the world ever, Raquel Welch, died at the age of 82. She was reportedly suffering from some sort of medical problem.
Yes, I was very sad to hear about Raquel Welch. She definitely helped to define an era. There's no doubt about that. She was one of the most famous actresses ever and was highly sought after, especially in the late 60s and throughout the 70s and so forth. She was in some groundbreaking movies like Fantastic Voyage, as I recall.
Yep.
And Raquel Welch, though, she didn't talk a lot to the media. She didn't give a lot of interviews, from what I understand. But she seemed to understand the business. She also said something that I heard in a clip of an interview earlier, Captain, where she realized that entertainers don't always run out and start talking about whatever things all the time. She had a little bit of mystique about her, and I think that's one of the great things about Raquel Welch. She'll be missed, but she has a great legacy.
Now, there was a question posed yesterday in a poll conducted by the Convention of States. They asked the following question, and Trafalgar Group was running the poll. Question was, would you be more or less likely to do business with a company that stayed politically neutral and tolerated viewpoints of employees and customers across the board? Now, here's the way the answer went. More than three-quarters, 78.8% of U.S. voters said they'd be at least somewhat more likely to do business with a politically neutral company, including 58.9% who say they'd be much more likely to do business. Now, regardless of whether you're a Democrat, 76.9%, a Republican, 82.3%, or an Independent, 77.1%, more than three out of every four voters said they would rather do business with an apolitical company that's tolerant of all viewpoints.
You know, Captain, that's something that we've just gotten away from. I'll mention another entertainer here just in context with this, and that was Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley, I know, was asked about his thoughts, especially at the time about the Vietnam War, as I recall, and part of his heyday. He said, I'm an entertainer. I'm not going to get into politics. That was a very powerful statement coming from someone who had a lot of influence and could have been very polarizing at that point. Generally speaking, and I've got an associate of mine here in Southern California is very big in the real estate and business, he has a motto that he's lived by forever, and that is, you don't talk about politics with your clients. If you're doing business, you're selling houses, you're doing whatever it is, just don't get into politics. That's not what you're there for in that regard. And it stood him in good stead this whole time. And I think people prefer not to have to be polarized when they walk into a place of business or go to get a service.
Well, Elvis Presley did something else, too. He joined the Army when he didn't join the Army. He got drafted and he went in. And he wound up being a sergeant, and he was in special services, so what he wound up doing was entertaining the troops. He did exactly what he did in real life. And back at that time, that's what they did with the people that were entertainers. They put them out there in central services, and they let them go around and do the concerts at the different base camps.
Well, sure, and he didn't get a deferment, right? This kind of thing. So he served his country. Elvis was all that. But the last thing you want to do is alienate a bunch of your customer base. But yet, companies have they sort of succumbed to this woke ideology. They believe that they have to promote this stuff, but it's actually bad for business.
Yep. And I'd like to say good morning to George the Godfather. He just chimed in, so good morning to you, George, and welcome back. I guess you're back down here from being up in the northern frozen tundra.
That's right. Yeah, he was asking about the weather before on this for his trip, so hopefully everything will go.
Yeah, he's going to miss the storm, fortunately, as long as he goes the way that I think he's going. Now, something else here. California, the population has dropped by more than 500,000 in the past 2 years after the COVID-19 pandemic began. This is the Los Angeles Times that's reporting this.
Well, I can't tell from driving down the freeway, Captain. It's still a lot of traffic. So I don't know where they went, but I don't know if they came from here, but they left from here. I don't know.
Maybe they came back.
Yeah, maybe. But, but all kidding aside, people are finding it more difficult, because of the high cost of living in California, the crazy mono government thing that we have going on here, which, by the way, and this should be terrifying to everybody, and that is the grand scheme of the Democrat Party thinks that the California is the great model they would love to see the rest of the country become in terms of having a mono government, party system.
Now, Donald Trump yesterday blasted Nikki Haley, who's just gotten into the fray as an announced candidate against Trump, on Medicare and on Social Security. And I guess she was talking about taking a look at it to see what could be cut or changed or moved around or whatever, and Trump right away went ballistic.
Well, part of the problem for Donald Trump is that Nikki Haley isn't Donald Trump, I think. But it's going to be interesting to see where a lot of these attacks come from, the veracity of them. It's very early on in the process still. We'll see if we have any others sort of join in. I have a feeling, Captain, if Mike Pompeo, for example, decides to get into the race at some point, it's going to be a very, very different kind of race. Although Nikki Haley is sort of she's being the trailblazer here and getting in early and going up against Donald Trump.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden may, in fact, be giving a speech soon on the balloons and the other unidentified objects that have been shot down by our government. What do you think?
Wouldn't it be something to actually hear from the commander-in-chief about the things that have been going on, which have been of great concern to all Americans? First, you got a spy balloon with all the stuff on it, right? Soaking up all the information, as far as we can tell. And then you have unidentified flying objects, not alien UFOs, but the president hasn't really said anything about this.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So I shall return. Don't go nowhere, no how.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Man, I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. Four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots. Power it on to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
Kyle is singing a song about you. You're a hard-working man.
Well, then, so are you. I mean, this is the great.
Yeah, but you wrote the book. You wrote the book.
No.
Actually, people wouldn't want to know the book I wrote.
That's right.
Well, George, I hope you have a great trip today there. We're getting little notes that he's headed up towards New York to see the grandson. That's great. I'm glad you're able to do that, George. Now, you know, this is portion of the Truckers Highway and Pirate Report, always brought to you by our friends over there at the Pilot and the Flying J. We'll tell you about them in just a minute or so. But if you're out there and you see the Pilot or Flying J sign lit up, 9 times out of 10, the fuel is going to be competitively priced, even cheaper than other places around it. And they're also going to have that great snack bar, great food. Middle of the night, if you don't want to load up on a lot of stuff, just go in there and grab yourself maybe a hot dog and some french fries. Or maybe you want to go grab some of that salad they've got. Or, get this, those big, long sleeve finger potatoes that they fry. My goodness, are those good. They call them broasted, Kyle.
Yeah.
But they're good. All right, so tell us what's going on out west with the weather, because most of it's moved off to the east.
Well, that's exactly right. All the snow we saw about 24 hours ago, that is moving off to the east. But we've got these very cold temperatures. We've got a hard freeze warning down in southern Arizona right now, Tucson, Arizona, checking in now at 30 degrees. At the top of the hour earlier, Captain, it was checking in at 31 degrees, so it is getting colder there.
Yeah, you get another icicle.
That's right. So we definitely are seeing that up in Kingman, Arizona right now, 27 degrees. So it is cold. We've got a freeze warning also in the California Central Valley, impacting both Highway 99 and Interstate 5. So be aware of that freeze warning in Riverside area. That's Riverside County as you head out towards San Bernardino, up to Victorville. So if you're trucking through there, you're going to have some cold temperatures. And of course, that's right next door there to the professor himself. So it is cold here. In fact, Captain, I'm just going to do a quick check here. We've gone down to 44 degrees. It was 47 at the beginning of the program. It's cold here in Southern California, but not so cold as it is up in Idaho. Idaho Falls got a wind chill warning there. We have wind chill warning through most of the southern part of Wyoming, covering most of I-80 there. Wind chill factors some 20 to 30 degrees below zero. Please be careful out there and stay warm.
Well, 65 outside my window, and I'll take that. Thank you. Now, Now we've got some severe weather tonight, folks, and you need to pay attention to this one. It's in the Mississippi Valley, and it's coming up out of Louisiana, up about halfway into Mississippi. Goes over into pretty much following I-20 to the east, and then we'll follow I-55 to the north, up into the western part of Tennessee to include Memphis, and the eastern part of Arkansas to include Little Rock. And then you've got a big line of thunder boomers, big-time thunderstorms with flooding going on up north of Memphis, in the western part of probably the western 50 miles of Kentucky, the southern tip of Illinois, and the southern part of Missouri, which includes, let's see here, going back over towards I-44, towards Fort Leonard Wood, and over towards Springfield, you're going to have some bad weather over that way, bad thunderstorms with some heavy rain. Heavy rain also in the middle part, western part of Arkansas, pretty much following up, if you will, I-30 in some places, and then it angles down into the southeastern corner of Oklahoma. So that's what you got looking like over there. Now, other weather, yep, gale warning down along the Gulf of Mexico from the southern part, Brownsville, all the way up to Alexandria, Louisiana. And then you got some fog around New Orleans. You got some windy conditions up around the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Also New York City, Long Island, up around Cape Cod, and then up to Nova Scotia. We do have some snow starting up right now, you know, in Maine and the northern part of Vermont and the northern part of New Hampshire, as well as the upper part of I-87 north of Lake Champlain, Lake George, if you will, up around the Canadian part to the Canadian border up there in New York State right now, snow. And snow north of Detroit, all the way up to the Canadian line. So be advised of that. So, Kyle, tell us, first of all, how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then tell us about the Pile and Plan J, which is where a whole bunch of people might want to be headed.
That's exactly right. You want to find out where the nearest Pilot and Flying J is to your location, go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to do that. Find out how you can start earning 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills using the Push for Points application that's part of the My Rewards Plus app. You can download that right now at pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, no, that'd be some fun. All right, so we will talk to you tomorrow night, so have yourself a great day.
You too. Thank you, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and KyleWarrenShow.com, and, of course, PilotFlyingJ.com. Go over there. Check it out. Find out where the big old stores are for them. And I'm looking at this weather, and as I said, we have the thunderstorms that are starting to kick in down the Mississippi Valley. The Mississippi Valley splits them right in half. Half are over to the east, half are over to the west. And then we do have a line of severe storms, which are up in Kentucky, just north of this. And then they go across the southern part of Missouri, almost all the way to the other end of it. So be advised of that. You're going to see some thunder. You're going to see some lightning. Slow down. Be careful, because we don't want to be talking about you out there doing whatever it is you're doing. All right. Real quick, let's jump over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And a lot of stuff going on tonight. Matt Gaetz, I guess I'll start with that, Florida congressman. The DOJ says, nope, you've got nothing to charge you with. You're okay, good to go. See ya.
Yeah, this was apparently having some kind of interaction with teenagers or people below the age of 18. There was this allegation of sex trafficking, which was completely fabricated. And there wasn't enough to charge him with. There wasn't even anything to it. So, that one went away.
Yeah, somebody made that up. I don't know who, but somebody made it up.
I don't either.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good, because now he can get on with doing the business of the people, which is what he needs to be doing. Now, the other thing is that when you look at everything that's going on, and we are going to talk a little bit about the train wreck when we come back after the top of the hour, the Norfolk Southern wreck there, because there's been some more things that have come out about that. And come to find out, we now know that the Norfolk Southern Railroad has been running that show over there, not the state and the hazardous material folks, which is what the normal procedure would be. So the local folks have allowed them to do that. Now you hang on, and I'll be right back with more folks with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, find out what she's all about and what she's doing, and you'll be a happy camper as a result. So I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.